This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, November 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump-proofing the biops. ALRB creates space from cause, and House Ag Dems open to Costa. Now, here's a programming note. Daybreak West will not be published the week of November 25th. We'll return Monday, December 2nd. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Feds issue biops for Delta pumping. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released a new biological opinion to govern Delta pumping operations for state and federal water projects. The service had initiated a reconsultation of the biops just months into President Joe Biden's tenure. In the meantime, it relied on an interim plan in partnership with the Newsom administration that nullified a 2019 biop developed under the Trump administration. The new determination rolls out just weeks before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. The environmental review does not anticipate any new impacts to endangered Delta smelt. In his campaign speeches, Trump has singled out the controversial fish as an impediment to his plan to send more water to farms and cities. While the new biop finds the operations plan for the two projects are unlikely to affect four federally protected species, they jeopardize the existence of 12 others. ALRB pulls back on sharing space with cause. California's Agriculture Labor Relations Board has decided to pull out of the deal to open an office within the headquarters of a contentious farm worker advocacy group. Last month, ALRB surprised farm representatives by approving a request to house three staff within the Santa Maria Office of Cause. The group has stirred controversy recently by partnering with the Department of Pesticide Regulation on a toxic tour and pressing Santa Barbara to dramatically increase the minimum wage for farm workers. This week, ALRB Chair Victoria Hassad said she reconsidered the move after conversations with farm groups and growers about their concerns over the perception of bias. Assad felt the board must ensure all parties, quote, believe we are being objective and feel they will have a fair hearing. She said the decision harmed our ability to build trust with certain members of the public. Western growers and the California Farm Bureau shared their gratitude for ALRB responding to the concerns. Newsom commits to Central Valley workforce development. During a visit to Fresno yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom met with Fresno Community College District representatives and other leaders to share goals around the California Jobs First Economic Blueprint, which had a draft released in August. Ashley Schweringen, president and CEO of the Central Valley Community Foundation, ceremoniously handed over the plan to the governor after sharing her vision for working with Go Biz on the Sierra San Joaquin Jobs Initiative Regional Investment Plan. Newsom talked about how, despite California being one of the largest economies in the world, Fresno is one of 13 regions his office identified that needs a formal build-out of state and local partnerships and investments to bolster their involvement in the state's overall economic prosperity. The plans fall under the governor's $287 billion California Jobs First initiative revealed last March. On LCFS, Newsom got heated when reporters asked about the recent CARB vote on the low-carbon fuel standard and concerns it could raise gas prices in January. Big oil has been screwing you, he said, and if you think big oil has your back, you've got another thing coming. But there's not anything happening in 40 days. That's just all the BS these guys spew and you guys often report. On that note, a new policy brief from the University of Southern California's Business of Energy Transition Initiative finds the LCFS ruling, quote, could result in a cumulative increase in the price of regular grade gasoline for the California consumer of 55 cents to 89 cents a gallon in 2025. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Seeds treated with insecticides don't need separate registration, court rules. Seeds treated with neonicotinoids do not have to go through their own registration process, federal judge in California has ruled. The decision that was issued Wednesday was a win for EPA and agriculture groups that intervened to defend its decision. A defeat for environmental groups that had challenged the treated article exemption in the federal pesticide law. You can read the full report today at agripulse.com. House Ag Democrats opened DaCosta as ranking member. More Democrats on the House Agriculture Committee appear open to considering California Representative Jim Costa's bid to become the panel's ranking member. Costa announced his intention to challenge current ranking member David Scott of Georgia Wednesday in a meeting with the California delegation. Most Democrats interviewed by AgriPulse yesterday had not spoken directly with either Costa or Scott yet, but were interested in hearing from both. This is democracy, so we'll see what happens on the Ag Committee, Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota told reporters. Representative Darren Soto of Florida said Costa is a, quote, dear friend, fellow member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. We'll give him a strong look, Soto said. Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas, who recently ran unsuccessfully for chair of the Democratic Policy and Communications Committee, said anyone who feels equipped to lead the party's committee membership should be considered. This is going to be a different Congress, and I think that everyone who believes they are best equipped to deal with this Trump trifecta should go ahead and put it out there, said Crockett. Representative Nikki Baczynski of Illinois said she had a brief conversation with Scott and told him she's, quote, looking forward to sitting down and meeting and hearing about the vision for the committee and how we're going to get a good bipartisan farm bill done. As for Costa, he's a, quote, serious legislator, has a wealth of knowledge and experience on the committee, as does David Scott, Baczynski said. FSIS gets new administrator. Denise Eblen is the new administrator of the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, replacing Paul Kuecker. Eblen has been assistant administrator of the Office for Public Health Science since 2018. In that post, she has, quote, led the agency's scientific analysis, including oversight of FSIS laboratories and testing of regulatory samples, risk assessment, and outbreak investigation and response, the service says. Kuecker will be the new assistant administrator in the Office of Investigation, Enforcement, and Audit. Kuecker began as a food inspector in 1988 and has been administrator since March 2020. Well, here's today's final word. God only made so much land. That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa wondering how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would feed 9 billion people without GMOs or increased production. Grassley and other farm state senators are meeting with Kennedy to discuss his previous criticism of agriculture practices. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.